This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began today with newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as the member of the House. Pro Tem Speaker Bhartuhari Mehtab administered the oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of the chairperson appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Radhamohan Singh and Phagan Singh Kulaste took oath as the members of chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T. R. Balu and Sudeep Bandopadhyay of TMC skipped the oath-taking proceedings as the members of the panel. Later, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal, Piyush Goyal, Jeetan Ram Manjhi, Rajiv Ranjan alias Lalan Singh, Dr. Virendra Kumar, Kiran Rijuju, Chirag Paswan, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Annapurna Devi and others took oath as the members of the Lok Sabha. Briefing media outside the parliament, the Prime Minister said the session of the 18th Lok Sabha is beginning with the resolve of building a Viksit Bharat. He asserted that his government will make constant efforts to serve the country and fulfill the aspirations of the people by taking everyone together. Mr. Modi said a majority is required to run the government, but to run the country, a consensus is of utmost importance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that for the NDA government, reforms are a means to improve the lives of 140 crore Indians. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that after the introduction of goods and services tax, GST, goods for household use have become much cheaper. He said this has resulted in significant savings for the poor and the common man. Mr. Modi said that the government is committed to continuing this journey of reforms to transform people's lives. The Congress today criticized the government over NEET examination, recent rail accident in West Bengal, as well as on the issue of inflation. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge accused the government of being silent over these issues. Talking to media outside the parliament, party MP Rahul Gandhi alleged that the government is undermining the constitution. That's why the opposition MPs carried the copies of constitution in their hand on the first day of the parliament session. The CBI teams have reached Godhra in Gujarat to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG examination at an exam centre in Godhra. 3 days after the exam was conducted on the 5th of May, an FIR was registered over the irregularities in the exam at a centre in Godhra. So far, the police have arrested 5 accused for their alleged role in helping at least 30 students solved their question papers in Godhra. The sessions judge of the Panch Mahal District Court in Gujarat rejected the bail plea of the accused on Friday. The Economic Offence Unit of Bihar Police has said the NEET UG examination paper was leaked by a professional interstate organised gang from Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. The EOU said 13 members of this organised gang have been arrested by the SIT, which is investigating the case. The Rajiv Gandhi University of Health Sciences Vice Chancellor Dr. M. K. Ramesha said that the central government is carrying out impartial inquiry against NEET exam paper leak incident. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News in Bengaluru today, he said that all the stakeholders must take up the responsibility of ensuring that the examinations are conducted in a fair and transparent manner. In Bihar, so far, 26,000 police officials of investigation officer category have been trained ahead of the implementation of 3 new criminal justice laws, Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, Bhartiya Nyay Sanhita, and Bhartiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. Senior Bihar police officer and director of the Bihar Police Academy, Bhrigu Srinivasan, held a day-long workshop organized by Press Information Bureau Patna on the rollout of the 3 new laws. In the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in a Super 8 encounter in St. Lucia today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Earlier, South Africa entered the semi-finals, beating a formidable West Indies by 3 wickets in a thrilling rain-affected Super 8 game in Antigua this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.